Okay, Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's six lines up. We are up to one of the more well-known, famous Gemaras in all of Shas. In all of our 7.5 years, we're never going to have a Gemara like this one. Tana Rabbanan, Arba'a Nichnasu B'Pardes. Four of the great Tanaim entered into the Pardes, entered into the literally the orchard, which is the metaphor for the world of Ruchnias, the world of Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bracious. Four went into the Pardes, and as we'll see, three of them did not make it out okay. One, Rabbi Akiva, was the only one that was got out unharmed, as we'll talk more about him tomorrow, as Hashem. But today we talk more about one of the other famous figures. Elohein, who are the four that went into the Pardes? And just how did they go into the Pardes? What exactly does that mean? Rashi quotes, they went in, Alu l'rakia al yidei shem. They went to Shemayim, says Rashi, through the Shem Hashem. Tosfos quotes Rashi and then says, Velo nitibaras l'nichlesu, velo alu l'mala mamish. Doesn't mean they literally went up anywhere. Ella haya nira lahem, kamosha alu. It was as if they went up, but didn't really go anywhere. They were just so asuk, shakua, in ruchnius, in spiritual thoughts, that it appeared to them, like in their minds, they were up, but they really didn't go anywhere. There's a lot of discussion in the Arizal, Makoros quoting the Arizal, how this was done, Bisman HaGemara, and afterwards this was not done anymore. We know the story from the Sarai Heruge Malchus, that Rabbi Shmuel went up to Shemayim to see what the Gzeira was, Nichnas Acharya Pargod. So we find Tanayim went to Shemayim to find out certain things, to have certain visions. Again, this was even Bisman HaRizal, there were different ways of doing things, not using the Shem Hashem. Okay, so four Nichnas of the Pardes, Ve'eluhain, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, whose real name was Elisha Ben Avuya, but he got his name Acher from a story that we're going to read about today, the Rabbi Akiva. So these were the four who went in. Again, he was not called Acher yet before the story, but he was he's called Acher al Nidan al Shem Sofo. He's named al Shem the story that we're going to read about today. Elisha ben Avuya is quoted one place besides this story in Shas. We had him in Moed Katan, where he's quoted about the Machlok Moed Katan, showing how we don't paskin like him. That was the only place that he's quoted. We had him earlier in Shas. I'm talking about in Shas Bavli. It's not nowhere else. Okay, so Amar Lam Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, on their way in, before they went into Pardes, Rabbi Akiva tells them, "K'she'atem magiyim eitzal avni shayish tohar." When you get up to the pure marble stones. Rashi says it was a stone that was as clear as glass. When you get there, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say water, water. What does that mean? Rashi says, don't say yeshkan, mayim mayim yeshkan, ech nelech. Don't like be worried about where you're going to go. And you don't focus on that. Why? Mishub shenema, dover shkarim lo yikol neged enai. Right? You can't be against my eyes. Basically, you can't see me. You can't look at that. That is the symbol of the Shechina somehow. And Rabbi Akiva warns them, don't look too closely at that, because that will be dangerous. Ben Azai hitzis v'meis. Ben Azai was too drawn to it. He looked and he died on the spot. Alava kasuv omer yakar beinei Hashem amavsal chasidav. That's what it says in Tehillim, in Hallel, Yahweh Hashem. It's precious. It's difficult for Hashem, Hamavsal Chasidav, the death of his Chasidim. Rashi here quotes that since it says in Kisisa Lo Yirani HaAdam V'Chai, person can't see God and live. And Ben Azai saw. He looked at these stones, which was the symbol of the Shechina somehow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have a choice. And that's why it's Yaakov Ben Asher. He didn't want to. But again, he didn't have a choice, Rashi says. Hukshe misaz lafanav she's meis bachur. But he yefshesh lo yamus. Ask the Marshav on Rashi. What, this means he was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. But as he was greater than Moshe, he was able to see, right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see. Lo yamani adam b'choy. Here it says he did see. And so the Marshav gives a different shot. It's not that he doesn't quote the pasuk of Yaakov Ben Asher mafsal chasidav. So the Marshav quotes differently. He says he quotes a sefer Yashan, where the Sefer says, Nichlesu l'pardes hachachma v'chachmas elokutz, ben azai hitzis v'meis, mitok shedavka nafsho ba'ahava rabba, dveikus amiti, b'dvar melyonim, shehem yisoda. He was so, his neshama was so enthralled, was so connected, he had such tainug from the spiritual aura that he saw, he couldn't pull himself away. This wasn't an issue of lo yirati ha'adam b'chay. We're not talking about seeing Hashem here. But we're just talking about the tainuk that he's having. V'hitzes ba'ara zahir nispardim en aguf v'nispashtim mikol mikri aguf. The neshama felt that I'm not going back to my guf. This is too much. And he says, and that's why Yaakov ben Avshem, but not like he saw the shechin of a mace, because Moshe Rabbeinu Yitzchak greater than Ben Azai, and therefore that's what it means here. He was so caught up in the ruchnius that he couldn't get himself to leave. Oh, so maybe Moshe was greater because he was able to control himself and not look. Ezer Higibor, Ezer Kibar Kovish is Yitzro. Even the Yitzhahara, the Yitzhah Tov, this is Yitzhahara really. So Yitzhahara that's dressed up like a Yitzhah Tov. But you're right, maybe Moshe, in a chinam, maybe that's how Rashi would answer. That he was greater in that he had the covet. He had the, you know what wasn't supposed to look. So Ben Azai looked and he died. Ben Zoma, Hitzitz Venifka. Ben Zoma looked and he was Nifka. He didn't die, but he had Tir Fadas. He became a Vulbal. He lost his mind. Lost his mind based on it. Yeah.
According to Rashi, how come he didn't have to die?
So according to Rashi, how come he didn't have to? Maybe he didn't connect to it fully. Maybe he didn't realize what he was seeing. But somehow, I'll be right, he wasn't, according to the Marsha, we understand it. Right. But according to Rashi, you know, if it's Yaakov Ben Hashem, so he must not have had such a direct vision. So Ben Zoma saw, and he was Nifka, Valala Kasuv Omer, and about him, it says, Dvash Matzasa Echol Dayeka, you see honey, you found honey, eat enough, Pentis Pe'enova HaKeso, because maybe you'll be satiated from it, and you'll spit it out. Right? I don't think this was quoted earlier, but when we mentioned earlier, the Tana that was with Bnei Narda on Daf Yud Gimel on Friday's Daf, where Maisa Merkava, one of them knew Maisa Merkava, one of them knew Maisa Breishas, and then after he was taught it by the Bnei, by the Sabi to Pupadisa, he says, tough luck, I don't want to teach you. And they said, what do you mean you want to teach me? See, he says, no, Dvash V'chalav Ta'achas L'shonech. We mentioned the Ian Yaakov, why is Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei esoteric ideas compared to that? Because we're not supposed to jump to that. If you have too much of that, it's like milk and honey, which you eat too much of, you're gonna get sick. And you're going to throw it up. So that's exactly what the Gemara says here. They have too much of these types of visions, so then it's not healthy. So that was number three. So Ben Azai died. Ben Zoma became Nifka. He lost his mind. Acher Kitzeitz Benetios. Acher, this is where the phrase comes from. Kitzeitz Benetios. Elisha Ben Avuyo cut down plants. This is continuing the metaphor that they went into the orchard. But he cut the plants down, as we'll see. This means he separated. What do you do when you cut a plant? You separate things. He separated ideas that were supposed to be together. As we'll see, he suggested that there were two reshuyos, two gods, which is separation. Chas v'shalom. Everything I've got to shparach who is one. Hashem echad. So that's why it gives this mashal of kitzeis benetios. Rabbi Akiva yatza b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva was the only one that made it out safely. So now we're going to have the story of these four. But before we get there, the Gemara just has a sidetrack. Asked two questions about, once we brought up Ben Zoma, who was Hitzitz V'nifka, the Gemara has two questions that were once asked to Ben Zoma, not really having to do with our ish Gemara now. Shalom Lewis Ben Zoma. Mala Seruse Kalba. Can one neuter a dog? One letter to neuter a dog. Seruse Kalba. We know the Isser of Sirus is an Isser Daraisa, as we'll talk more about in a minute. But is there a problem with an Isser of Sirus of a dog? Why a dog? What about any other animal? So Rashi and Tosfos both explain that a dog is the farthest animal that we have from a carbon. Because not only can you not give a dog for a carbon, like you can't give any other non-kosher animal, but even if a kosher animal was switched for a dog, like you sold a sheep for a dog, and you switched a mechir kelev, that's also usur. It's like about a dog. The dog, it labels anything that's connected to it. So that's so far from a carbon, A. B, the Isser of Sirus is formulated amongst Bali Mumin of a carbon. Bali Mumin. That's where the Isser of Sirus is formulated. So that's why there's a Havamina, Dafka, by a dog, that maybe there's no Isser of Sirus. Because the dog is the farthest animal from a carbon. And the Isser of Sirus is formulated by carbonos. Therefore, that's the Havamina. Is it Asr L'Sares? Amr Lahem, Ben Zoma answered, yes, it's Asr. U'ba'artzachem losasu, kol she'ba'artzachem losasu. Right, anything, kol she'ba'artzachem, in your land you shouldn't do this, anything in your land one shouldn't do. Kol she'ba'artzachem. This is very serious. Again, if somebody has a dream of becoming a veterinarian, you know, this is a lot of what veterinarians do is are these types of surgeries. It's a big problem. It's a big problem for an Orthodox Jew to be a veterinarian. Serious shilas about what is allowed and what is not allowed. But I've heard shilas before that people, what have I been asked? You know, people get a dog and then they ask. You can't get a dog and then ask. There is a number of halachic issues with having a dog. What do you do on Shabbos? And okay, so all of them can be worked out. But that one's a tough one. That one's a tough one. One should ask a shayla before one gets. What about a guy doing it? Oh, it's a big shayla. Okay. There is an interesting discussion in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Sadek Aleph, where there is an Isser of Seir, Rishol Lasaris Echon Mikol Aminim. He talks about the Isser, and he quotes the Tameh HaMitzvahs, what's behind the Isser of Seir, Bisharshi HaMitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this reflects that you don't think the creation is perfect. By the Isser of Seir, you are trying to mutilate one of God's creations, changing God's creations, and by doing this, you're reflecting that you don't think what God did is good. God created man with the power to reproduce. And if you're disgusted with it, right, you're trying to change it. But the end of the Sefer HaChinuch is what's talked about by many Achronim. Sefer HaChinuch says, there is no Isser being Masares a Nekeva, a female. Why? The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say, the Isha Muteris Lishtos Kos Ikarin, she could drink some type of potion that will cause her to become sterile. She Masares a Nekeva, a female. Shehanashim Einon Mitzuvos Alpiria Verivya. This is a major discussion. How much is the Isser of Siris linked to Puravu? I'm not allowed to do Siris because it's a mitzvah Puravu. If I do Puravu, if I've already fulfilled if I don't have Puravu, the mitzvah Puravu, is it allowed? Women are not mitzvah on Puravu. So is there any Isser of Siris? Again, very halakha l'maisa in terms of a woman getting a little older. Health reasons, obviously, is fine. But let's say there are no health reasons. So says the Sefer HaChinuch is connected. Ask the Menachas Chinuch on the Sefer HaChinuch from our Gemara. If it's all connected to Puravu, what's the Isser with animals? Animals aren't mitzvah on Puravu. We're not mitzvah on animals to allow them to be Puravu, so what's the Isser? So obviously, says Menachas Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't mean that. The Sefer HaChinuch means that there is a Gzeiras HaKasav, that the women aren't Nechla B'Siris. Fine, there's a Gzeiras HaKasav. But if there hadn't been a Gzeiras HaKasav, he suggests that maybe it wouldn't be, maybe we would say there's always a Siris also because of Puravu. But Lav Dafka, you can't say that they're fully connected, because Haraya animals, says the Menachas Chinuch, are Gemara. There is some discussion, again, which is halacha l'maisa, in terms of maybe there's a difference between a maisa biyadayim and just giving a medicine. A maisa hashchasa, a maisa chavala, and this is discussed in the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes this on the Rambam, in Ilchas Yisurei Bia. So maybe that's what he doesn't say this in the Sefer HaChinuch, but he says maybe that might be a difference between whether a woman or a man. Hamashka ikarim la'adam or l'shar minim, if somebody gives this type of potion, l'sar same, that's asur because of the period of Arivia issue. But the issue of the Maisa Chavala occurring, that might have difference. Again, I'm not going to get into the details, there's a lot more to do, but he's Machalik between the actual Maisa Chavala versus something that's more passive, just taking a medicine and in that way becoming sterile. Again, that is the big discussion in the poskim about the issue of Siris. Okay. Shalu Es Ben Zoma. There's a question about what about taking a medicine that might have a side effect? Rachmana l'slan of making a person sterile. Is there any issue? Is Davar Sheinu Miskavein? The Gemara discusses this in Shabbos. We had that back on Kuf Yud. That's in Davar Sheinu Miskavein. The Gemara says, is the issue of Siris come up there? Shalos Ben Zoma. Second question, Derech Agav, that they asked Ben Zoma. Besula she'ibra ma'ol kohen gadol. Let's say you have a besula that somehow got pregnant, became pregnant. Woman who still has her besulim. How is that possible? So we'll talk about it in a minute. Now the Kohen Gadol. We know the Kohen Gadol not only is not allowed to marry a Grusha, like other Kohanim, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, or a Chalutza Midrabanan, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to even marry an Amana. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. So the question is, what if you have a Besula that became pregnant? Rashi says, she says, I'm the Besula. Yimsula Besulim, you'll find Besulim. Is he allowed to marry her? Mi chayshinan l'dishmuel. Are we choshesh for Shmuel? D'amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, yochel ani libo kama bilas below dam. Shmuel, as the Gemara in Ksubis also says, he could be with a number of women without breaking the Besulim. Rashi quotes, he was a baki bahataya. He was an expert at being with a woman without breaking her Besulim. So are we choshesh that a woman who says, I'm a Besula, even though she's pregnant, are we choshesh that she was niveles to somebody who knew like Shmuel? O dilma l'dishmuel o'shrich. Oh, do we say no? It's not shriach, and therefore she's probably not a basula, and then the Kohen Gadol can't take his chances. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Amar lehu de Shmuel lo shriach." No, he says, "No, you don't have to be worried about Shmuel. Because Shmuel is not Shriach, but what are you Choshesh? V'chayshinon, answers Ben Zoma, Shema Ba'ambati Ibra. Maybe she became Nisabra Ba'ambati, meaning you're not Choshesh that somebody could do a Maisabiyah without bringing the Basulim, but maybe you're Choshesh Ba'ambati. What's Ba'ambati? There was some type of bathhouses, and are we Choshesh that a man had been there previously, and he was Motzi Shechva Zera there, and the Shechva Zera somehow stayed warm, and then impregnated a woman who came later? So that's how, that's what we can be Choshesh for. See on the side, he quotes Rashi from the Sechel Shabbos, that sometimes you say the word Chayshinon even Lakula. Here it would be Choshesh Lakula. Chayshinon usually means a Chumrah. But here it would say Chayshinon Shem Ba'ambati, and therefore maybe she is still a Basula. So isn't it just as far-fetched? I guess Ben Zoma didn't think it was as far-fetched. But it's still a chayshinan, but I guess Shmuel is low shlicha. So this is a big discussion in the post-gim, again, in the, as I mentioned last week, in the artificial insemination post-gim. You know, this is, I guess, the one of the first tries. They say Ben Siro. We mentioned Ben Siro last week. Ben Siro was a Sabra Bambati. That's what the Taz and the Mefarshim on the post-gim on Hilchas Nida quote this the story of Ben Sira. The Mishnah Melech also quotes it in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Tesvav. There, the Mishnah Melech discusses what are all the halachas of Nisabra Ba'ambati or the like. Is the father Mekayim Puravu if Nisabra Ba'ambati? He doesn't even know he impregnated this woman. This woman's going to come to him in 20 years from now. Hi, meet your son. But are you Mekayim Puravu? Is she Nesera Sabayla? So she's a married woman. There was no Maisabiyah. Again, these are all precedents which are used. Whether this is a Metzias or not, the Mishnah Melech himself at the end says, I think this is even possible. So whether it's possible or not, at least the discussion of it has relevance for the artificial insemination Gemara. Do you say, is there Nisal Bailah? Is there Yichus between the father and the son, as we mentioned last week from Moshe? Is there Mamzerus? Can Mamzerus be created without a Maisabiyah? Or Moshe holds no. So these are all discussions that come out from this type of the discussion in the Gemara. And the Rishonim of Nisabra Bambati. Yes, Shmuel, just finishing up. But what do you mean? Don't we have a Misora? Shmuel was a big doctor. That's why he wasn't Rav Shmuel. It was Mar Shmuel. Never, he was too busy taking care of all the Rabbanim. They never had time to get smicha. That's why he's just Shmuel. So Shmuel says, we know that any Shechva Zera that's not Yorak Achetz doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it's not going to have the power to impregnate a woman. So what do you mean, it's Abra Bambati? That's weak. So the Gemara answers, no. Mekaranami Yorak Achetz Avi. As long as it came out Yorak Achetz, so then it still has the potential to impregnate the woman. So it is possible for this Abra Bambati. Period. Okay, so now we get back to our discussions of the four Nichus Lepardes. So we'll talk a little bit more about Ben Zoma, and then we'll get to Acher. Tana Rabbanon, Maisa Rabbi Yishur Ben Chananya. Shohe Omir Al-Gav Ma'ala Ba'arabayis. Rabbi Yishur Ben Chananya was going up Harabayis. V'ro Ben Zoma V'lo Amal B'ilafanav. And he saw Ben Zoma, and Ben Zoma didn't stand up in front of him. Because he was an older Rav, and Ben Zoma did not stand up for him. Amal Lo Me'ayin Al-Ayin Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma, where are you coming from? Where are you going? What's happening? Me'ayin Ula'ayin. Interesting lashon. It reminds us of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Me'ayin Basa Ula'an Atoholech. Doesn't say anybody pick that up, but it sounds like from that word. As he's going to give Musar here. Me'ayin Ula'ayin Ben Zoma. So Amar Lo, Ben Zoma says, Sofa Hayisi Bin Ma'ayin Mehal Yon Ula'ayin Matachtonim. I've been thinking, I'm sorry? He quotes it there. Rav Nahar, okay. He was giving him Brian. That's why this Pasha is giving him Musa. Man, lion. He's alluding to that Gemara. Good, Baruch Hashem. So Ben Zoma says, I was looking at the upper waters and the lower waters. And I noticed that there are only three fingers worth of length of space between the upper and the lower waters. Shneamar, how do I know that? As it says, V'ruach Elokim Rachefas Apnei Amayim, the Ruach Elokim was hovering above the water, like a bird, like a dove, which hovers above her young. They know gas. A bird is very, very close to the eggs. Right? Very close, but without touching, just covering. So that's the description of the Ruach Elokim on the water. It's very close. So I see it's very, very small, very small space. So Amalam Reb Shola Tamida. So later, so I guess that was the end of that conversation. So Reb Shola, he came back to Yeshiva, and he told his Tamidim, Adayim Ben Zoma Miyachutz, Ben Zoma doesn't know what he's talking about. Why? Michdi, v'ruach Elokim rachefas apnei amayim, emes have. When did that pasuk take place? That Ben Zoma was bringing a raya from. That was biyom rishon. V'ruach Elokim is the first day of creation. Havdalah, and he's trying to explain, use that pasuk to bring a raya to the distance between the upper and lower waters. But Avdala b'yom sheni aveh, but the waters weren't separated until the second day. D'chsev v'yihim avdil b'mayim l'mayim. That can't be a raya for the space. Someone must be wrong. Right, Avdala, that's why there's no kitov on the second day. Whenever there's separation, whenever there's a machlokas, splitting, so that's why there's no kitov. So that's why he can't bring a raya. So he felt that Benzoma was wrong. So just finish first, and then I'll say one more thing. B'kama, so ta l'maisa. How, what's the distance between the two? So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Kamali Nima, once it's one hair's breadth. Rabbanan Amri Kiguda de Gamla. Rabbanan say, when you have planks of a bridge, the little space in between the planks of a bridge. Marzucha Vitimer of Asi Amar Kitre Gulimi Depresi Adadi, like two shirts that are on top of each other. Again, very, very small space. Viamrila Kitre Kasi, the Slifi of Ahadad. Like two cups that are one inside the other cup. Those very little spaces, all of these, l'chora, are less than what Benzoma had suggested. There's a little discussion here, so quoted the Tshuvas HaRashba, about standing up for a Sefer Torah. You know, when is there a chiyuv to stand up for a Sefer Torah in shul? Here he didn't stand up for the Talmud Chacham that was walking by. So when do we have to stand? So we know, though, when the Aron is open on Yom Kippur, so the minhag is to stand, sit, so we try. By the Ilah, you know, where we try to stand, but Me'ikr Hadin. Me'ikr Hadin, when the Torah is in the Aron, if one finds it difficult, one doesn't have to stand. The Torah is not moving if one is not near you. A, it's Kavua, and B, it's in a different Makom. When the Torah is in the Aron, it's in a different Makom. When the Torah comes out and starts moving, so that's when there's a chiyuv to stand. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Gimel Reish Pei Aleph, Sha'alta, he was asked why people don't stand up for Hagba. There was a time in the Rashba, Masha Shashamata, She'ena kol omdin kan, b'shah shashlit tzibur marak sav la'am. He says, is that correct? So he quotes the Gemara that, don't you have to stand up? He says, no. He says, that's only when the Sefer Torah is next to you. When they do Hagba, you're in a separate, I guess the Bima was raised, so it was in a separate Makom. So that's why many people don't. But while the Torah walks through the shul and it's in the same rishus as the kahal, then there's a chiyuv to stand. And he says, I've seen many people do stand for Hagba. It's covered safe for Torah. People do stand when the aron is open. It's wonderful. But once you know that the chiyuv is only when one is passing by in the same rishus. So maybe that's here also. He was in the same rishus as his Rebbe, and the Rebbe was passing by. So that's why he should have stood. How can you sit during Hakafis? So again, the Minhag HaOlam, Simchas Torah is a rule breaker. In general, by Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. The Poskim pointed out, we lane at night. We never lane at night. We're able to give other people Kohen. We're allowed to get a bunch of Aliyahs. So in many, many ways, the rules, the regular rules for laning are broken on Simchas Torah. It's a day of Torah. See the post, I forgot there's a tshuva. There's a Shevet Alevi, I forgot who it is, but there's a tshuva that talks about how it's a day of Simchas HaTorah, and therefore there's more flexibility.
Does it give you one of those two criteria? It's a separate rishus or it's not moving?
Separate rishus or not?
When they're saying a string of kelmales.
Right, so kelmales, when they're standing up, it's not moving there, but it's in your rishus, it's an afkamina. I'm not sure, the minhag gets to stand, but the question is, will the shmusing be able to stop less if you're sitting and learning? I guess that's more Kavod HaTorah. More Kavod HaTorah to be able to sit and learn. Okay, let's continue. Here we go. Acher, fifth line in the middle. Acher kitzes benetiyos. Here's the Gemara. So Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, was mekatzets benetiyos. He separated, as we mentioned before, the mashal, that he separated, as we'll see, he suggested that there were two Ushuyos, there were two gods. Rav Dessler writes, in Michlam Elio, in Chelek Dalid, page 197, he has 10 pages about this story that we're about to read, but he just writes, what is Kitis Benetios? He says, in life, our mind and our hearts and our actions, all of them must work in unison, and must work and influence the other. We can't separate one separate from the other. And therefore, if we do something, it has to be based on what our mind tells us. And if we feel something, it has to be connected to our mind. And that's the only way you could grow. If you separate, mind and emotion, right? We got to be chassidim and misnagdim together, right? Ki ba meisim ba alev mechazkim as a seichel. The heart and the mind, they strengthen the seichel. Va seichel choser magdil as hasagas alev. But when you separate, when you take the seichel and separate it from the emotion, when you have the emotion separated, so each of those are mekatzeitz benetios. That cuts down the growths. You can't grow properly. And as we're going to see, from Acher, that he had the seichel, but he didn't let it affect his himself, and therefore that was a problem. And he quotes Nira Bachush. You see, if a father does things if a father does mitzvahs just in his mind, and he does it because he has to, but he doesn't have the hergush, and the children don't see that, so then it's not gonna get passed down. So that's his suggestion of mekatzeitz benetios. He cut down. He was separated the lave and the seichel, and from the seichel. So all about cause of Omer. So about Acher, which said, "Altizin es pichal achtias b'sarecha." Don't use your mouth to cause chatam to your flesh. Mahi. So what happened to Acher? Chazem mitatron. So he saw one of the malachim mitatron. This yavali reshus lemichta lemesav lemitlev zchvasa diYisrael. So he went up and he saw mitatron, one of the angels who was sitting, who had reshus to sit and to write down the zchuyos of the Jews. Amar, see, he says to Mitatron, Gemira de lamala lo havi lo yeshiva, but I always thought, that in Shamayim, nobody gets to sit. Nobody sits in Shamayim. Lo yeshiva, velo tacharus, there's no competition in Shamayim. Velo oref, there's no back of the neck, people aren't angry in Shamayim. Velo ipu, there's no being tired. Shemach, and you're sitting! You get to sit? Are you chas v'shalom another? Shemach chas v'shalom beiz reshu yosein. Are you a second Rishus? Are you a second God? Chas v'shalom? Because of that statement, it's all downhill. Afkula Metatron. First, they took out Metatron. Umachyu ashisin pulsi denura. They whipped Metatron with 60 flames of fire. And that's what Tosfos says, on top. Lo dialo, shein yichos the Metatron, yosem yachrini. They did it in front of Acher. To show him, Metatron's nothing. He's a servant. What are you talking about? The Marsha writes, he didn't really whip him. A Malach can't be punished. A Malach can't be whipped. It was just, it was Nira. Nira as if he was whipped, says the Marsha. But he was whipped because of that. Why 60? Why 60? That's what one of the Achronim say. Because we know that in Bezdin Shel Mata, we get judged from when we're 13 years old. From when we're 13 years old. And how many whips, lashes do we get? 39. Whatever age we are, times 3. 13 times 3 is 39. In Bezdin Shel Mala, when does Bezdin Shel Mala din start? Age 20. 20 times 3 is 60. So Bezdin Shel Mala always has groups, numbers of 60. See, he was whipped 60 times. Amalei. Just one other ha'ara before we continue. Again, this jam, we're just getting in as much as we can. Jam packed. The Gemara in Kiddushin, and he's going to get punished for this statement. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Acher went off the derech because of something he saw. Remember the story? He sees a father tell a child to do Shiluach HaKan for him. The child goes up the tree. So he's doing Kibbutz HaVeim. He's doing Shiluach HaKan. The two mitzvahs in the Torah that he says are Richas Yamim. And the kid dies. Right? And he fell. Right? He fell, so that's what drove Achers. The Marsha there says it must be that's already planted things in his head, and this is what happened afterwards. He already was losing it then. So it says so that's what he sees Metatron, and Metatron is already punished. Amar lei, my time ki chazisa lakamas bikame. They say to Metatron, why didn't you stand up when he came in? You thought you knew he was a little mislupix. He should have stood up. Either way, so he was given reshus now, instead of writing down the zchuyos of Bnei Yisrael, to erase the zchuyos of Acher. Yotza basko v'amra, probably one of the most famous five words in all of Shas. Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. A heavenly voice goes out and says, anybody can do tshuva, instead of Acher. Acher can't. Acher can't. And there are thousands of ink bottles that have been spilled trying to explain what does this mean, shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. And as we'll see, he lost it. So let's just take 2-3 minutes to give some of them, and then maybe two ideas, and then we'll move on and say some more later. What many achronim say, and that is, the Chasam Sofer says this here in the Margolius Hashas, and that is he shouldn't have listened to the bas kol. Shouldn't have listened to the bas kol. What do you say? Listen to the Baskol. So let's go back a step. Ki anachnu, says the Chasam Sofer. What was his problem? He saw somebody else sitting. What was his problem? Says the Chasam Sofer. I'll say it in these words, and then I'll say his words. If you saw Salanter says, you're allowed to ask questions about your emuna. Wonderful to ask questions about your emuna, deepening your emuna. But you know what? The questions aren't so that I could decide whether I'm going to have emuna or not. Questions of emunah never could be asked based on the fact that if I get a good answer, I'm going to believe. And if not, not. What do we say first? Says Yisrael Salanter. First we say, Ein Kelokeinu. And then we say, Mi Kelokeinu. We don't ask the question first. First we say, Ein Kelokeinu. Period. There's nobody like our God. That's our emunah. We want to now deepen it and try to learn more and appreciate God more. And if we don't, so we'll say, okay, we can't do it. So that's fine. Acher's problem was that he went in trying to figure things out. He went in besuffic. And if you go in asking questions besuffic, that's not allowed. Ki anachnu says the Chasam Sofer, Mikubala Matar of Emuna, V'yakol she'efsho lo lachar achar amitas ha'achtos, ashrei lo, ach lo kemistapik, elo kemitzave. Kemitzvah, v'yemizkashe be'elof kushiyos lo yazuz emunaso mimkomo, v'yitzle she'adayin lo higiyah l'merkas ha'emes. V'yotza baskol, shuvu b'adam shavim chus mi'acher. So what was the baskol? Just like, says the Chasam Sofer, was kind of mita k'neged mita. Just like he went in because it was a suffix. He didn't have a emunah to start that he was going to act. And whatever he was the outside, he was going to help him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends him a baskol. So you're going to be influenced by the outside and make decisions? So I'll give you a baskol also. He shouldn't have listened to the baskol, just like he shouldn't have listened to the questions that he had. So that was his problem. He shouldn't have listened. He should have done it anyway. He should have pushed himself to continue listening. There are a lot of mashalim given about this. One of the other rabbis here gives a mashal. He says, if father is giving tochacha to a child, and he tries. Spoke about it yesterday. Not working. Finally, the father says, you know what? I've had it with you. Forget it. I'm not talking to you. I'm not getting you to do tshuva anymore. Do what you want. I don't really care. And he leaves. So what should the child's reaction be? He should run to the father and cry and knock on the door. I'm sorry. That's the worst. But what? Because the father hates him. The father really doesn't want him to do tshuva? No. He just doesn't know what to do with him anymore. So that's what happened. Chutz me'achar, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what to do with you anymore. But it wasn't, what did the child say? Okay, great. Father says I can do it, whatever I want. No, that's not what the child means. The father just doesn't know what to do with himself anymore. See, so that's what happened with Acher. Chutz me'achar. And as we're going to see, over and over again, Acher gets all these messages about how Hashem doesn't want you, Hashem doesn't want you. But we'll see, this is all part of this plan. The Chafetz Chaim also says this in Parshas Va'era, just like by the Ani Akshes Leif Paro, a little differently, but similar. The Ani Akshes Leif Paro means that usually we have Siyata Deshmaya when we do Tshuva. Hashem helps us. But Chutz Me'achar just means you're going to have to do this yourself. Right? I'm not going to help you here. There's not going to be any Siyata Deshmaya when it comes to this Tshuva. You're going to have to do it all yourself. So again, all the Mefarshim, nobody says that he really wouldn't have been able to do tshuva. Nobody takes the Gemara Kipshuto, because that's against our emuna. Just like the Chasam Sofer says, he went in with emuna, so we believe that everybody has a certain that possibility. So Amar, except the Rama, we've mentioned before that the Rama says maybe as a punishment, sometimes people reach such a level that tshuva is taken away from them by like Paro. So maybe the Rama would read that Gemara, this Gemara like that as well. Let's continue. So Amar Hov Itshuruhu Gavrami Alma. So Acher, after this pronouncement, he says, hey, if I lost my Olam Haba anyway, I might as well enjoy myself in Olam Hazeh. So Leifa Glishani Be'ahai Alma, I might as well get some Hano. So Nofak Acher L'Tarbis Ro. So he went out to Tarbis Ro. By the way, this is why it's called Acher. Rather bother, because the Basco went out and said, Acher! And as we'll see in a minute, where he got that name from. So, Nafak Ashkach Zona. So he went out, he found the Zona, Tava, so he wanted to be with her. Amr Lev, Lavi, Elisha ben Avuya at? Aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? He's not called Reb, Elisha ben Avuya. Aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? So he answers, Akar Pugla Mimesha B'Shabbos. It was Shabbos. He went, he ripped up a date from the grounds. I mean, he did the malacha of kotzer, the yahavla, and he gave it to her. Amra acherhu. Oh, she says, you must be somebody else. You must not be Elisha ben Avuya if you would do that. Chil Shabbos b'mezer on Shabbos. Acherhu. You must be acher. Says the Gilyoni Hashas. Unbelievable. Gilyoni Hashas, why acher? Because Shabbos is the identity of a Jew. And if a Jew doesn't have Shabbos, he's an acher. He's an acher. He's somebody else. Just like a mumar l'chol ha'tzar kula. If you're a mumar for Shabbos, if you're a heretic for Shabbos, you're a mumar l'chol ha'tzar. Where does the word mumar come from? Tamura, you're a substitute. You're a substitute. You're not really a Jew anymore. You're a substitute. You're tamura. A mumar l'Shabbos is a mumar l'chol ha'tzar kula. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel here. He says that's why acher. He's an ish acher because he doesn't have Shabbos, like we mentioned a number of times. The Tosef says osi b'nei v'neichem. Shabbos is an os. If a Jew doesn't have the os of Shabbos, then he's lost his identity as a Jew. And then he quotes. Halachically even, you know what is derived from here? That you're a mumar l'chal Shabbos, and a mumar l'chal Tzarkula, even by Anissa D'Rabbanan. Because why? He ripped up the date here. But it's a malacha shenis michal gufa. He didn't really want the date. He wanted the date to show her. So it's an issa drabanan according to what we paskin. He didn't want the date to do coats there. So you see from this gemara that a mumar, issa drabanan, is also a mumar lachal tarakula. Unless you say it was a tzrichal gufa, he goes back and forth, he really wanted the date. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon Yashas. Okay, so that's Acher. He was an Acher because of Hilchas Shabbos. Shoshal, so now some more stories about Acher. Shoshal Acher, Rabbi Meir, Lachar, Shiyas, Olabas, Ro. Acher asked Rabbi Meir after he already left the Derech. Omer Le, Maidach Siv, what's the Pasuk? Rabbi Meir was his Talmud, as we'll see. So we're going to have a number of conversations with him in Acher. Gamet Zeh Le'umat Zeh Aso Halokim. Everything Hashem created in life has a opposite than a parallel. Amar lo, kol ma shebarach Hashem baruch hu bar kenegdo. Hashem, everything has a keneged. Bar har and bar gvos, mountains and valleys. Bar yam and bar naharos, rivers and streams. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva, rab chalo amar kach. So Acher says to Rabbi Meir, hey, Rabbi Akiva, your Rabbi, he didn't give that pshat. Ella, he said as follows. Bar tzadikim, bar rishayim, bar gan eden, bar gehenim. Kol echad ve'echad yesh lo beis chalakim, echad be'gan eden ve'echad be'gehenim. And every person has two chalakim, one in gan eden, one in gehenim. Zocha tzadik not a chelka v'chelak haver be'gan eden. If a tzadik is zocha, he takes his chelak and his friend's chelak in gan eden. Nischayev rasha, not a chelka v'chelak haver be'gehenim. That's the pshat that I heard, says Acher, about this pasuk. Why is it right that a tzadik could get his friend's chelak also, and a rasha get his friend's chelak? Is that just? Is that yashar? A tzaddik should get his own chelik in Gan Eden. What do you mean his friend's chelik? So says the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, he's describing there how the Torah describes how even the animals left their way in the times of the Mabul. We mentioned this at a Shalosh Shudas a couple years ago. What do you mean? How did the animals? What, a horse had a taiva for a different kind of animal? So that's not natural. What do you mean though? What kind of thought? So says the Beis Halevi, the point is that man and man's actions influence the society around them, even to the non-human society. And if the people are being mis'avil l'she'ena minam, so too the animals are going to be mis'avil l'she'ena minam. Because people's actions are mashpia on their sviva, even in a supernatural sense. And he quotes many rayas to this. Obviously the message is that we influence our sviva, but one of the rayas is this gemara. Why does a tzaddik take chelko v'chelek chavero? Because a tzaddik's actions are part of the influence of why the chavero did the mitzvahs. If a person is a tzaddik and he does mitzvahs, then his friend is influenced by him, so that's just that he should take part of his friend's mitzvahs, the schar, because he caused that. And chas v'shalom, the opposite, a rasha also influences around them. That's the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach in terms of hashpa on one's surroundings. Amar Misharshi Maikra, what's the pasuk that refers to this, that they each take a double portion? Gabi tzadikim ksiv lochein ba'artzachem mishne yirashu, they'll yarshin double. Gabi rishom ksiv u'mishne shivaron shavreim. Again, the double portion. Shol Acher Rabbi Meir. Another story. Lachar Yosel Tabisra. Again, Acher asked Rabbi Meir after he left. Ma'idach sev lo ya'archen ha'zahavu z'chuches. Utzmuras ha'klipaz. Nothing will be like it, even gold and glass. Omar lo, elu divrei Torah. Says Rabbi Meir, this refers to Torah. Shekashin l'knos l'klizav u'klipaz. It's hard to get it like gold. It's very hard to get gold. V'nochon la'avdak ha'klay z'chuches. But it's very easy to break like glass. Very hard to work and remember something and work at something. It's very easy to remember it. Very easy to forget it. So that's like Torah is like gold and glass. It's hard to get like gold, but it's easy to forget like glass. Omer lo, Rabbi Kiva Rabcha lo amar kach. So again, Acher says, I heard a different shot of the Gemara. Ela ma kli zav kli zchuches av mishin ishtabri yesh lahem takana. Gold and glass. Even though they broke, you can fix it. Af tamar chacham av mishin sarach yesh lo takana. Even a Tam, so do a Tamar Chacham that made a mistake, he can be fixed. He can be fixed. That's what I heard about the Drasha. So Amar Lo, Afatachar Zarbachas. Rabbi Meir says, Acher, come back, do tshuva. So Amar Lo, he says, no, sorry, Kfar Shemati Me'achari Apargod. I already heard the Baskol. Shuvu, Banim Shovavim, Chutz Me'acher. I already heard the Baskol. Right, we know Eimashkichim the Baskol. Right, we know that. But Acher was, did not hold that. Right, he says, he felt like, he couldn't. Okay, there's more to say. There's another mashal here, but from the Saba from Kelm. But we will wait with that. We'll see if we have time later. Tanu Rabbanon, Maisa b'Acher Shei Rochev Lasus b'Shabbos. Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos. V'hayir Rabbi Meir Mahalich Acher of Lomot Torah. Rabbi Meir was following Acher to go learn from him. Talmud Chacham. How could he learn from a Rasha? We'll get to that later. So Lomot Torah Mipiv. Continuing, the Bachiyad Zin, Kivan Shihi Gia L'Tchum Shabbos, the Bachiyad Zin, once he got to the Tchum Shabbos, Amar Lo, Meir, doesn't call him Rabbi Meir. Meir, chazor la'acharecha. Rabbi Meir, turn around. Shikvarish shi'arti b'ikvi asus akan tchum Shabbos. So interesting. Acher tells Rabbi Meir, you can't come anymore, Rabbi. Rabbi, this is I can go, but you can't come anymore. It's tchum Shabbos. Amar leis afatach chazor b'chaz. Rabbi Meir says, you too. Look, you know about tchum Shabbos. So come back. Come on. Again, he answers him. I heard. I heard. I can't do tshuva. What's the point? Interesting. What was Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir would have continued if Acher wouldn't have stopped him. So it's as if Rabbi Meir wanted to continue, but Acher stopped. You got to would have continued. So the Mefarshim said, yeah, you would have continued. It's Mefarsh Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Halach and Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin Vav, end of Simin Shin Vav, Pikuach. Nefesh ruchanis of a person. Is that Docha Shabbos? Pikuach nefesh ruchanis. Somebody is going to become a mishumid because they're going to take him on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh, Docha Shabbos says mutter. Mi sheshalchu lo, somebody gets a message on Shabbos. Shehotziu bito mi beso b'Shabbos, lohotziya miklal Yisrael. Mitzvah lasum derech pa'amav lehishtadu batzalasa. V'yotzi afilu chutz l'shalosh parsos. V'ilo boi, and if he doesn't want to go, besen goes in olav. Feder says you have to go. It's a big discussion in the poskim. This is a discussion in the, we had a little, an Erevin, Atzal Safashis of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos of Nefesh Ruchanis. So that's what they say here. He was worried about Acher. He wanted to save him. Wanted to get him back on track. So that's why he wouldn't be able to even to go outside the Tchum. Right, he was such a maimon in that baskol, but not in anything else. He didn't believe in himself. Right, everything influenced. That was that beautiful Chasam Sofer. That just like Hashem Baruch Hu kind of extended to him, just like you determined your emuna based on outside forces, based on outside events. He saw Matatro sitting, so I'm going to give you another outside event. Right, you're supposed to believe in yourself. You're supposed to have emuna in Hashem by yourself. You're supposed to have emuna in yourself by yourself. And we're going to see here, you know, we might read this Gemara as we're about to read. It's somewhat tragic. We're going to have, like, he's going to send them 13, well, let's read it, and then we'll see. So Takfei, it's not tragic, because obviously we believe that Acher deserved it. So Takfei, Shari Meir, pulled him back to the base medrash. He said, Acher, you got to come with me. So Ailo be medrash, Amar linuka psokli psukech. So they went into the base medrash. The first kid they find, they said, okay, what pasuk you're learning? They wanted to take it as simonim in Hashemayim. So Amar lo, so the child says to them, Ein shalom Amar Hashem l'rishayim. So Acher doesn't take that such a good pasuk. So Adav Bishachrisi. Okay, they run to a second shul. Even then, they have 13 shuls in that city. Amar Le Yanuka, Sokli Psukech. What pasuk you learning? Amar Lo Ki Im Techapsi Beneser. Even if you wash yourself like soap, V'Tarbilach Boris Nechtam Avonich Lefanai. Is your sin going to be erased? No way. They're going to have 13 psukim. They're going to go into 13 shuls. So again, one might say, you know, is this fair? But again, this is all, you have to say, part of the message. This is all, think of that father. Enough, I can't believe you already. And the child should come running back. The child should come running back. I really want to come back. I will be Knish Dachrisi. Another shul. Amr Lili Yanuka Psogli Psuke. Tell me your Pasuk. Amr Lay. Va'at Shadud. Shadud Matasi. What are you going to do? Kitil Bishishani. You're going to get dressed up in nice clothes. Kisadi Adizov. You're going to put on gold. Kitikri Bapuchenach. You're going to put on eye makeup. Lashav this Yavi Vichulu. It's worthless to me. So Acher's not getting a good message here. Ayla Bekish Achrisi. Ada Ayla Litzleser B'nei Knishta. 13 shuls. Kulu Paskuleki Agada. They all quoted him Sukkim like this. Labishusa. The Bachi is in. Right? Negative Sukkim. Labasra in the last one. Amalei psik lipsuke. What's your pasik? Amalei ula Russia. Amar lokim malach alasapra chuki vagomer. To the Russia, he says, "What are you saying, my chuki? Meaning, what are you learning for?" So all of a sudden, Acher gets very upset at this last one. Some of Farshim say because up until now, okay, he was a Russia, but they didn't say that his learning was for naught. Now they just said his learning is nothing. So now he gets very upset, right? Malasapra chuki. He thought he at least learned. Hahu Yanuka havi megamkin belishne. The child though had a stutter; he didn't speak clearly. And when he said the pasuk, instead of sounding of ulurasha amar elokim, Russia Elisha, that's what it sounded like. Ishtama kamad to amar le the Elisha amar elokim. Sounded like he said Elisha amar elokim, like you el te Elisha. So he got very angry. So ikadamri sakina havi bahadei vakare v'shadri letleisa beknishte. Some say that he had a knife and he chopped up what? What did he chop up? The Ben Yoyada said that he chopped up the sefer that the kid was learning from. The pashas that he chopped up the kid. That's what it sounds like. He sent it to the 13 shuls. He said, if I had a knife, I would chop him. But he didn't. He didn't have it. Period. So we see this is Acher again. Many of the Mefarshim talk about how was this fair? You know, Acher, he went to these shuls. Hashem was sending him all these messages. Forget it. I don't want you. I don't want you. But again, many of the Mishalim are that it's like that father, you know, saying to the child, enough already, I can't take it anymore. The child should come running back crying. That's the message. Yeah.
I mean, he knew all these psukim, right? It's not all well-versed.
He knew all the psukim, but the question is, a lot of times they take it as simanim and ashamayim. You know, they take a child off the street, tell me the pasuk you're learning. Right, and they try to see what message it is. What? Baruch Hashem, they knew, right, they all knew nach. Okay. Kinoch. Yeah. Okay. Kinoch nafshi da'acher. So when Acher died, Amrei and Shemayim, they said, "Lo meidan l'dayinav lo la'amad asi leisei." We don't know what to do with this guy. We can't send him straight to Gehenna. We can't send him to Gan Eden. Why? Lo meidan l'dayinav shem to'asak baraisa. We can't send him to Gehenna straight because you know how much Torah he learned. It's unbelievable. He was able to be nichlas l'parades. V'lo la'amad asi leisei mishum da chata. And obviously he can't go to Olam Haba because he sinned. We don't know what to do with him. Amar Rebbe Meir, he knew what the conversation going on in Shemayim. Mutav d'ladayne v'leisi l'amadasi. He should go to Gehenna and be punished and burn and get purged, and in that way he'll eventually be able to go to Gan Eden. So Masai Amas ve'ela Hashem Kivro. And Rebbe Meir says, you know, halavai, when am I going to die and I'll be able to have this taina in Shemayim and they'll listen to me and smoke will start coming out of Acher's grave, which will show that he's in Gehenna and he's starting to be burned, and in that way he'll start to get purged.
How was he privy?
It's unclear exactly, but he was privy to the conversation. Unless it's just Lamafreya, we know this. Kinoch nafshi de Rebbe Meir. Maybe we know this from Rebbe Yochanan as part of the story, which we'll get to in a minute. Kinoch nafshi de Rebbe Meir. So when Rebbe Meir died, solid kutra mikivri to Acher. All of a sudden, smoke started coming out of Acher's grave, out of Acher's kever. And so we see that Rebbe Meir, maybe we know when we saw the smoke, then we could try to figure out what was happening, because Rebbe Yochanan is going to learn something from there. So smoke started coming out of the of Acher's grave. Let's finish the story, then we'll talk about a few things. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, who the Kochvei Ar of Itzel Petterberger says lived 150 years later. It's 150 years there was smoke coming out of Acher's kever. 150 years, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to stop it. 150 years worth of Sreifa in Gehenna. Imagine what Gan Eden is. It was worth it, in Remeir's view, to have his Rebbe burn for 150 years. Imagine the Tainug in Gan Eden. What even a minute must be if this was worth it? He obviously wouldn't have done it to his Rebbe if he wouldn't have thought it was worth it. It says in Maimer Aleph, in Kochvei Ar is the Ar Yisrael of Yisrael Salanter. Rav Itzela is the Yisrael Salanter's Talmud. They're printed together. Ar Yisrael, Yisrael Salanter, and the Kochvei Ar, he's a star from the light of Yisrael Salanter. That's printed. In the end of Maimer Aleph, that's where he emphasizes this. He quotes this Gemara. He says, you can't imagine that. Umizen nuchan lahavan lahaskil, mau ha'idun ha'gadol, shel chai olam haba, mischar Torah mitzvahs. You can't imagine. Somebody would burn for 150 years, and it's worth it? Unbelievably. He says, you can't even imagine it. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes. Gvurta l'mikla rabbe. It's a great thing to have your Rebbe being burned. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm going to stop it when I go up. So chad havi be none of lo matzino latsuye. There's somebody who was a Talmud Chacham. Nobody could save him. Ki inakti biyad man mirmi ligman. When I take him by the hand to take him into Olam Haba, who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me? Says Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Masay Amos the echbe ashemi kever. When am I going to die and I'm going to go stop the smoke? Ki noach nashi the Rabbi Yochanan pasak kitri mikivri da acher. So Rabbi Yochanan went up, the smoke stopped. Smoke stopped and was no more burning. Pasach Alehu Saftana, the maspid at the Rabbi Yochanan's time, said, Afilu Shomer, Pesach Lo'omad L'fanecha Rabbeinu. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, nobody stopped you. Nobody stopped you in front of what you wanted to do. Period. There's a big discussion, I guess we don't have time to get into it, about the Shiloh. Somebody was asked the Shiloh. Actually, I was asked a similar Shiloh a number of years ago, saying Kaddish for a Mumar. Saying Kaddish for a Mumar. I mean, it's Kaddish for a Mumar. Is there any issue about saying Kaddish for a Mumar? This is a discussion in the, and others, setting up Stucca foundations for a Mumar. So the Birei Hadaf quotes a number of poskim, the Tshuva of the Radak. The Radak was asked this question. So is it is there any issue of a mumar sheniftar b'no yachol es palafnei ha'amud v'lo my kadosh l'schuso? And also from Chizkio was gira athmos aviv, and the chachamim were happy about it. So it shows that even mumarim need like acher. You need kaparas. Therefore, there's no problem. Somebody that Shaila was, if somebody is cremated, are you allowed to say kadosh la baratzon? You're allowed to say kadosh for them. So that's the poskim Rameko. They need it. And Acher got the Rameir wanted. It wasn't Kaddish here, but it was the burning. It was the Kapar. Okay. Peter Shal Acher, Azizel Kamed Rebbe, the daughter of Acher once came in front of Rebbe. Amr Le, Rebbe, Parnaseni, have some food, I'm hungry. Amr Le, Bas Mi'at. He says, who are you? Amr Lo, Peter Shal Acher, Ani. I'm the daughter of Acher. And if she said Acher, said Elisha ben Avuya. Amr Lo, Adain Yish Bizar Ba'olam. He still has kids in the world. I thought they were all supposed to die out. Amrlo, she said to him, Zachor lo Torasso, Valtiskar Maisav. Remember some of his Torah. Forget his actions. Miyad yarda eish v'sichzachas avsal shal Rebbe. All of a sudden, fire came down and singed the bench that Rebbe was on. Bachav amar Rebbe. Rebbe cried. Umala mizganin bakach. L'mishtabchin ba'arachas kam v'kama. Those people who are mizgane, that are embarrassed about their Torah life. You know, they have such protection from Torah and Shemayim. Imagine those who are proud of it. Rebbe Meir, so now the Gemara asks, finally, Heicha gamar Torah mipu mida acher? How did Rebbe Meir learn from Acher? How was he allowed to go learn Torah from him? Didn't we learn in Moed Katan? We're not going to talk about this again because he spoke about it at length there. What did we learn after that pasuk in Malachi? Ki Malach Hashem Savakosu. If a Rav is Dome to a Malach, then you learn Torah from him. If a Rebbe is not Dome to a Malach, you shouldn't learn from him. Remeir found a different pasuk, though, that he darshined, that allowed him to learn from a Rasha. Hat aznacha ushma divrei chachamim. Turn your ear and listen to the wisdom of the rabbis. V'libcha tashis l'daiti. But your heart put to me. So the Gemara says, L'daitam onemar. What do you mean? You're talking about Chachamim. So you say, L'daitam to their wisdom. What do you mean, L'daiti? Ela L'daiti. It must be that it's Hashem saying, listen to them, but then follow me. Meaning, even if he's a Rasha. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, a different pasuk. Shimi bas u'ri'iva hati asneich. Listen, and you'll see, turn your ear. V'shichchi yameich beisavich. Listen to the Torah, but then forget something. What are you supposed to forget? So again, it must be that you forget the Rasha's actions. Koshukroya Adadi. So which pasuk is right? Should you learn from a Rasha? From the last two psukim or from the previous? Torah Yavakshimi Piyu. So Koshukroya Adadi, Lokasha, Habagadal, Habakatan. Turn if somebody's old enough. Somebody's old enough to be able to have the maturity to learn from a Rasha, then Rabbi Meir, then it could be okay. But if not, not. They used to say in the West, Rabbi Meir ate the good parts of a date, and he threw out the bad part. He threw out the pits. What does it mean? I went down to the nut tree to go into the greens of the nachal. Why is the tamachacham like a nut? Even though sometimes you find nuts on the ground, the outside is disgusting, but the inside you still have that delicious nut. Even a Talmud Chacham, there is hope. Right now, you might not be able to learn from him, but there is hope inside. Two more minutes. Ashokhei Rabbi Bar Shilo Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Shilo once found Eliyahu. Armalei, Maika Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a number of Gemaras like this. Hey, what's Hashem doing? What's he up to these days? Armalei, Kamar Shmaiz Mipumayat Kulu Rabbanon. He's learning and he's quoting Torah b'shem all the rabbis, except Rabbi Meir. He's not quoting anything in the name of Rabbi Meir. Armalei, Amai. Mishum to Kamar Shmaiz Mipumayat Acher. Why? Because he learned Torah from Acher. Hashem's not quoting from him. Amar Lei. So, Rabbi Bar Shila says, what do you mean? Am I? Why not? Rabbi Meir, Rimon Matzah. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. Tocho Achal Klibaso Zarak. Meaning he took the good stuff from Acher. He didn't take the bad stuff. So, Amar Lei. So, all of a sudden, Elio says, okay, Hashem just heard your argument. Hashtag Amar. He's saying, hey, listen now. Right now, he's saying, Meir Bini. Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Bimanch adam mitztair." It's a chazal, separate chazal. But you see now he's quoting Rabbi Meir. When a person is mitztair, shchina malashon omeres. What does the shchina say when a person is saris? Kalani meiroshi, kalani meizroi. My heart, my arm, my head. Im kach Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitztair al damen shel rishayim. Kal v'chomer adamen shel tzadikim shenishbach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu always cries and is upset when we have saris also. I see dafka the head and the arm, because that's the tefillin Hashem wears, that we're in Hashem's tefillin. So dafka the head and the arm is a connection to Klal Yisrael. Ashkechei, Shmuel or Rav Yehuda the Tali Be'ivri Dadasha. Shmuel found Rav Yehuda that was sitting, leaning once on a doorway of a kabachi, and he was crying. Amar li shinina, amai kabachis. You know what? Let's stop here by Ashachay. So it's not going to take a little much time. So we'll stop here by Ashachay, and we will continue. Today's shiur was Zechanishba Simaracha Bas Harav Tzvi Aryeh, sponsored by the Friedman family.